Okay, I think we still just have Ken, Alex, Nia, and Lydia. And you know what? Let's give it another 2 or 3 minutes, then we'll start and decide what we're going to do. Okay, well, it's 5:40, so let's start the meeting and see if somebody else shows up and see what we can do or not do today. Okay? Let's see how many people we have left.
Yeah.
What is all that noise?
I don't know what the noise is.
Can somebody please mute? I don't know what the noise is.
This is Teresa. Right.
Okay. All right, so let's start the meeting. We have 5 people. And let's see how far we get. Okay, so I'm just going to go through with this draft agenda that I sent out. I'm going to call the meeting to order. The meeting's not being streamed, but it is being recorded, and it will be posted as available on the same place where everybody goes to listen to recordings, because the meeting is being recorded. So today is the 3rd of October, 2012. And this is the first meeting of the EDCFO Search Committee. And my name is Ken Aaron. I'm convening the meeting and calling the meeting to order. And the first thing I'm going to do is call the roll call for attendance. And just give me a moment here so I can pull up exactly who's in the committee just to make it official. That will be... Committees. There we go. Okay, here comes attendance. Ken Aaron here. Ivan Alsame. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Okay. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Okay. Lydia Brazone.
Here.
Okay. Afia Wangaza. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Okay, very good. So that does give us quorum. We're missing Afia Wangaza and Ivan Alston. So going ahead with the agenda.
Ken?
Yes?
It was a little garbled there. What did you say about the recording not being streamed? What did you say?
I was not able to arrange for streaming of the meeting. However, the meeting is being recorded and will be posted on the KF CTX website, so anybody can listen to it. It'll be publicly distributed, but it's not going out on the stream right now.
But it won't. But it won't be live. Are you sure that's not a CPB violation?
The bylaws say as possible. I don't believe it's a CPB violation.
Mm.
As long as we make it available to the public, because my answer is no. I'm not sure. But that's the best we can do at this time. We weren't able to get somebody to stream it, but it is being recorded.
Ken, we have done this. I mean, we've done this before for a number of other committee meetings, particularly when there's a conflict when two committees are meeting at the same time and we only have one person available to stream it. So I'm pretty sure it's okay.
Okay.
Well, I would like, I'll accept it for now. But I would check the CPB first. I mean, to just say, sure, it's okay, and not to say it's in the CPB. I am not sure about that myself, but because I didn't expect this, so I didn't double-check it. But for now, you know, we could do it, but just to make sure going forward, we have it streamed. I don't know if that's satisfactory. Maybe Lydia's been around longer than now.
Yeah, I was going to say, back in the day when we were writing the bylaws, not in particular, but... Anyway, and this issue came up. The point about streaming and the point about having an open PMB list is that while you're streaming, listeners would be able to write to the PMB. So
that's
that was
right.
The closest you could get to an in-person open meeting. And, of course, Arlene has sent us what Krigler is recommending in regard to this. So I just think, you know, going forward, and this isn't the only committee having problems, so... we need to make sure that we can facilitate that to avoid fines and so forth. But anyway, but for now, definitely let's move forward.
Okay. All right, noted. So let's see if we can appoint a secretary for the rest of the meeting. Don't all volunteer at once. Teresa, how about you?
I cannot do it. I am driving.
Oh.
I was at the station at another meeting, and that's why I was late, and I am driving home.
Can we have Nia, Lydia, anybody who will volunteer to be secretary? Alex?
I'm in a semi-public place, so it would be difficult for me, but if nobody else wants to do it, I guess I could listen to the recording later and use that as my notes, I suppose, but I'd rather not. Somebody else wants to volunteer.
This is Lydia. I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm going to read the agenda so because, you know, some of us are traveling and so forth. The agenda was call to order, attendance, appoint secretary pro tem. We've up to that point. Now approve agenda. Next is elect a chair, elect a secretary, set schedule for future meetings, set up an internet group, whether it's Yahoo, Google Docs, or Otisware. Review applicability of the PD search policy to EDCFO search. And review timeline and add info from the personnel committee and review job descriptions from the personnel committee and adjourn.
And set next meeting.
And set, I did. I have set schedule for future meetings right after elect secretary.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody have a... desire to change that agenda?
Ken.
Go ahead, Alex.
That's a big list, and I don't know if we can get through it all tonight, but one thing we definitely need to do is set the next meeting, so why don't we move that up on the agenda?
It's the agenda is elect chair, elect secretary, set schedule for future meetings.
Oh, it is. Okay. Oh, I thought it was at the bottom. Okay, sorry.
Ken? Change?
Ken?
And then
go ahead, Nia.
I have an item.
Is that Nia?
Lydia first, and then I'll go after.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
It was before we started the meeting when I mentioned search firms and headhunters, which are different in some instances. But just to add that to the agenda, so even if we don't get it to it tonight, at least it's on there somewhere. Because some members, as you know, have asked, so that way we can knock it off, recommend it one way or another, explore it or not.
Okay, so should we put that up as review applicability PD search policy?
Okay.
So it'll be right after that.
Right after that, yeah.
And which was address search firm resources. Okay, thank you. Nia?
Okay, I think what, in terms of we need to do chair pro tem, and then not just elect chair, because you need to give notice in order to do that, and not everyone is here to do it by ballot and so forth. So it would just
okay.
be to elect chair pro tem and secretary also.
Okay.
Not just to elect chair.
Any discussion on that?
Well, actually, notice is not required to elect the chair. I don't particularly object to doing the chair pro tem for this session, but there's no such requirement. Let's put it that way. The notice of the meeting. The meeting was noticed. So.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that because of our normal committee practice, the expectation is that everyone's going to get a ballot, whether they're here or not. I think that we should just do it by ballot and just have a chair, and we're progressing fine right now. So let's not stop
okay.
the momentum with the voting and everything for that.
Okay, can I make a suggestion? Is it possible we got nominees for chair and then...
Absolutely.
And then we distribute ballots so everybody can vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is that okay, Nia?
Sure. Yeah, that's the procedure. That's where...
Point of information.
Okay, so I'm going to change the agenda to say elect chair pro tem and secretary pro tem, set schedule for future meetings, and nominees for chair and nominees for secretary. Okay, then we can send out ballots. Okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, great. All right, without objection then, can I approve the agenda and we proceed?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Okay, any objection? Okay. So, the agenda is approved. The next thing is to elect a chair pro tem, and I would nominate Alex Steinberg. And this is a committee, so we don't need seconds. Any other nominees for chair?
For chair or chair pro tem?
Chair pro tem. Chair pro tem.
You don't want to be chair pro tem?
Okay. I could do it.
Yeah, I'm for Aaron just continue. I mean, Ken
okay.
continuing as pro tem.
Okay. Any other
unless
nominees?
Unless Alex objects or somebody else.
I don't object.
Okay. All right. Ken is currently the nominee for chair pro tem. Any other nominees? Okay. Seeing that there are no others, then by default, Ken is chair pro tem. Now, secretary pro tem. Currently, we have Alex.
So currently, for pro tem, we have Lydia.
Yeah, I thought Lydia volunteered.
I take that back. Lydia. Okay. Pardon me. Anybody else want to nominate for chair secretary pro tem? Okay, that makes Lydia secretary pro tem. Okay. Next is schedule for future meetings. Let me just open it up to the floor there. Anybody have a suggestion?
Yes. My suggestion is as soon as possible, we should have a meeting next week. And we should
Wednesday?
look. Well, Wednesday would be difficult for myself and for Nia, I guess, because we're having the WBI LSB meeting on Wednesday. Are there any other open days next week?
Thursday meeting is a PNB, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule now, and you got three committees, three LSBs meeting, BAI, KPFT, WPFW on Wednesday. I don't see anything super open anywhere, except Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Ken, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, were we going to do nominations for the permanent chair and secretary, or are we doing
right
that
after we
now?
Set a schedule. Right after we set at okay. least the next meeting.
I see. Okay, I see. Okay.
So any other suggestions? We don't have suggestions.
I don't have the schedule in front of me, Ken. Monday is not open?
Next Monday is finance, then personnel, then finance, then affiliates.
Finance is on Monday because they usually have Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Tuesday. I take it back.
You're looking at the wrong day, Ken. Next Monday is strategic recovery. I thought that task force was disbanded. Is it still working?
Yes, it's still working.
Okay. And then the only thing that's open are the Fridays. I know elections is the 22nd, which is a night of the debate. It's not written here, but last night, you know, four of us were on elections, excluding Alex, that is. And the 22nd is elections. It's not listed here, so I wouldn't take that. I think I'll post it for them. Other than that, we have to go to Fridays.
Well, I'm not in love with Friday, but I'll do it if that's the only day open.
Is that next Friday?
All the Fridays are open, so you take your pick. I'm not thrilled either, but I would much rather that than a weekend.
Is that a holiday weekend, by the way?
The holiday weekend is this weekend. Monday's a holiday. I know because my son is coming home.
It's this weekend?
Yeah, he's coming home on Friday. Monday's a holiday.
Oh, okay.
What is the holiday?
It's Columbus.
Columbus
the mass murderer's birthday.
It's just a day off for most people. Okay, well, next Friday is probably okay. Any objections from anybody about next Friday?
Next Friday being the 12th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate. The 12th, and I would say the 12th and the 26th.
The 12th and the what, Ken?
And the 26th, like every 2 weeks.
We setting ourselves on track for every other Friday? I mean, do we have to do it on Friday the 26th?
I don't think we have to do it every other Friday, and I'm not sure every other week is enough for this committee. We have to do a lot of work in a very short period of time.
And Ken, do you also want to check with Fred Blair? Because he was setting the one audit committee I attended, he was going to set those up for Friday, or at least that's what he was floating.
Well, I'll check it with him, but at this point it's not posted.
He didn't put it on. He may not know how. Okay.
So right now we have Friday the 12th for the next meeting. Let's accept that, and we'll decide then whether we want to, how frequently. I didn't get what you're saying, Alex. You want to meet once a week or once or twice a month or what?
Well, it depends on how much work we have in front of us, but at this point, I think we may, at least to begin with, meet once a week until we can get to the point where we know we're going to have resumes and interviews coming in. I want to get that preparatory stuff out of the way as fast as possible.
Okay.
Well, does anybody have KPFTX in front of them so you can see
what the next week
looks like?
I'm looking at it, Teresa, and the Fridays are open.
Oh, I bet they are.
Okay. So
are there any other days open?
Why don't we just grab like the next two or three Fridays, and then if we feel we don't need it, we can cancel it.
Okay.
But
I concur. Anybody else? Let's get back on the queue.
What was that proposal?
Alex wants to go starting Friday the 12th, then the 19th and the 26th, tentatively. But definitely.
Every other Friday. Alex is proposing every Friday?
That's right.
Do you have any such thing as a love life?
I used to. Well, I'm not saying we necessarily have to stick to that, but I'm just saying just in case we need it, let's get let's get it reserved now.
Maybe we can get to a point where we can have it every other Monday on the opposite Mondays as Strat.
Well, Mondays would be better than Fridays, that's true.
Ken?
Okay, but let's meet next Friday, and then we'll decide. But I'll reserve a week of Fridays, you know, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th.
And Ken, again, just to remind you to check with Fred, because they're in a crunch because they're already falling behind on choosing the auditing firm. And you
all
know,
right, I definitely will.
Yeah.
I'll check with Fred.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we could do an emergency rescheduling if we have to make way for the audit committee. I don't know. But we could even meet. Well, we have a conflict there, though, right? We have some members here on the audit committee.
But the point is that at least on this committee, we're all directors, and we are really good, I think, attendees at committees, and audit is shakier because they have a lot of LSB members and so forth, so it's harder for them to agree on dates. But we might be more flexible, because if we had to, we could do weekends or whatever. But anyway, but definitely on the 12th is good, and then pencil in the others, and then just contact Fred, and I think we can move on.
Okay. All right, what we've decided is we're definitely meeting a week from, Friday, October 12th at 5:30. At this point, we're using the same number and code. And I will set aside the 19th and the 26th as potential future dates, and I will check with Fred Blair to make sure it doesn't conflict with the audit committee. And that's our scheduler. Okay? All right, we're going to move forward now. And we're going to select nominees for the chair. And I want to nominate Alex. Are you willing to accept that nomination, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other nominees for chair?
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Nia Bidiaco.
Okay. Any other nominees for the chair of this committee? Okay, so we have two. And then, and Lydia, you think it would be best if we just have email ballots come in?
Yeah, that's been our practice, and this should be an easy one.
We'll just have to go through Christine.
Yeah, you know, now she's a pro at this.
When will the ballots be due back?
Well,
it's a quick turnover, I think. We're a small committee.
Yeah.
So let's say next, let's say our meeting is next Friday. Let's do it next Thursday. What do you think? Yeah,
that's
female. So it should be everybody. You know, we're small. We're all responsible. Let's just do it.
Okay, to be decided by next Thursday. Emails, whoops. Okay.
Be counted by Thursday at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time? Or
probably noon.
Midnight or what?
Well, probably noon. Well, I don't know. I guess it could. We would find out Friday before 5:30 either way. 5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 o'clock Thursday is fine.
Do we usually say midnight because we're at different time zones or something? Or what do we do? What do we usually do?
We've done everything. This last time it was 12 noon Pacific. Usually it's 5 p.m. Pacific, and sometimes it's in midnight Eastern. Anyway, I'm not tied to any one thing. Anyone else have an opinion? As soon as by Friday we have a chair.
Let's say by 4 o'clock Pacific, so Christine has time to count the ballots before she leaves the office.
Oh, well, no. I mean, what they do is when it's 5 o'clock Pacific, they count it the next day at noon. So the count is always around noon the next day because you need witnesses from each side. So that's usually how it's handled. So whether it's midnight or whether it's 5 o'clock, the count ends up being at noon of the following day.
Okay.
This is Nia.
Go with what Lydia said, 5 p.m. Thursday.
Hello, this is Nia. Can you guys hear me?
Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. If we say midnight, then midnight pertains to all the times. So midnight, whatever midnight is, because it'll be counted on, you're saying Friday at noon or Thursday at noon? Right?
We're so midnight, the deadline will be Thursday midnight, so it'll be counted Friday noon.
Exactly. So whatever, if it's midnight Pacific, midnight Central, midnight Eastern, it's just midnight.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. And who's going to send out the ballot?
Christine.
Oh. Who normally sends that out? Does Christine send it out?
I know for the personnel committee, I drafted it and sent it out. So I have a sample.
Christine usually just receives the ballot. Somebody else sends them out.
All right, I'll send them out.
Okay, send them out to the whole committee.
You can follow the format of other committees when we've done this.
Yeah.
The same exact thing.
Okay.
I will send them out. I will send them out by tonight. I will send out one email for both nominees. Let's get ourselves nominees for secretary.
Yeah, we're all fighting for that one.
To mute.
Lydia.
What?
Somebody's mute. Thank you.
I nominate Lydia.
No, the problem is I'm home today because I'm sick with a cold, but normally I'm en route, and sometimes I get held up at work, so it's hard for me to take minutes and actually listen always to the full tape. I'd prefer not, but let's keep going with other suggestions.
Okay, any other nominees for secretary?
But I'm happy to do, I will do this, though. I will be the backup when the secretary cannot do it, because then I'm willing to listen to the recording and for that first period of time until I get home.
Okay, any other nominees for secretary?
Well, Lydia, if you would do it, I would be your backup.
Okay, so let's do this.
But I don't want the primary responsibility of it because I will screw up. Then I'll be in the hot water.
But can you do it until I get home? I mean, usually I leave at 5:30, 8:30 Eastern, and I usually can get home on meeting days by 5:45. But, you know, every once in a while something's going on at work and I can't leave until 6 or something. So the first 15 minutes, half an hour, latest would be the first 45 minutes.
No, I'm sorry. I could do it like, you know, like as we've done in the coordinating committee, if somebody couldn't do it once occasionally, I could do that. But
oh, okay.
But I can't do it every week. No.
No, not the whole thing, just until I get home. You can't do
but
that.
But you're talking, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I'm withdrawing my name.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any other nominees? All right, perhaps when we get the rest of the members, we'll get another nominee for secretary.
Yeah, and my offer still stands. If it's usually, like I said, 9 times out of 10, I'm home by about 5:45, and sometimes we're barely getting started at that time. But more than likely, I would not be there to take a roll.
Okay.
And
well, as you said, it's a small committee. So we could probably cope until you come on.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I'm not going to send out a ballot for that because we don't have a contest.
Okay.
All right, so we've got agreement now on the ballot. Let's move forward. And in terms of, I just wanted to have this brief discussion here on the method of communication. We can set up a Yahoo group or Google Docs, or we can use what Otis has provided, which I'm not really that comfortable with. It's a higher level of security, but it's a less formal interface, so it's kind of confusing about how you get stuff. Other people have figured it out, but I haven't. Is anybody using the Otisware?
No. I prefer the Yahoo lists, I think, have worked well.
Uh-huh.
Yahoo lists are easy to implement and quick, and I guess they have more or less security. I mean, anything could be hacked, of course, but...
Okay, anybody else about what group? I would support Yahoo. Anybody else?
How about the Google's group? I like the Google's group, I guess because I used it. I use it a lot.
How is it easy to use?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. We use it on personnel, right, Lydia and Teresa? Yeah.
We do? Well, what's the group that sometimes you have problems with attachments? Which one is that?
That's Yahoo.
Yahoo, I think. Well, Google has its own peculiar way of handling attachments. It turns them into Google Docs sometimes. They all do things.
Yeah, I always get that little message box from Google, which bothers me. But
okay, let's see. Get somebody to advocate for one or the other.
Okay, I advocate for Yahoo. Sorry, Nia.
Okay. Me too. I think Yahoo is a little bit easier.
Okay. I'll go with Yahoo because I'm familiar with it. I'm sure Google's better. Everything about Google's better, but
yeah, that's
I haven't used it yet.
Google probably is a little better, but it's a little bit more involved in using it, I think.
Yeah.
My major concern with the Google Docs is that you can share docs. But you can, you know, I think it's the files on Yahoo are adequate.
Well, the Google Docs, you could fix them so that you're not able to do that. I mean, if everybody wants Yahoo, you go ahead. I mean, I have both.
Well, don't forget, we will take certain measures to ensure confidentiality. Like we will not be posting resumes anywhere electronically.
Okay. Well, that's going to be an issue. We're going to have to...
Well, we'll see, but we're certainly not going to post it to a list. We may...
Okay,
you know,
I'm going to
send private emails or something, but that's about as far as it would go.
Okay, I'll make a recommendation. We start with a Yahoo group. I'll try to set it up tonight, and if necessary, there's some reason, we'll switch.
Okay,
so we move on. That's it on the Internet group. Applicability of the PD search policy to the EDCFO search, and subsequent to that, we address the search firm resources. So I did distribute what I had as a copy of what was approved by the personnel committee in terms of search policy about what you do to search for a program director.
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, it would take like a lot of modification. I'm sure it doesn't hurt to review it to make sure we haven't overlooked something. But this is so much more streamlined. We don't have LSV members or, you know, that entire process. We need a far more streamlined, time-effective process. We can look at it just to make sure we haven't missed major components, but other than that, I wouldn't use that specifically as a model. And we could share our previous experiences with the ED searches when we've sat on those committees. There are probably a few of us that have sat on those in the past.
Okay. Anybody else in the queue? My concerns are that we have to weigh practicality against partiality. Like, in other words, we have to apply the same standards to all applicants so we avoid any conflicts with EEOC requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we prepare a list of questions, we use the same questions for everybody, everybody gets the same, you know, in an interview or in a written exam, if there's any kind of exams, or requests for references. Everything's got to be the same for all candidates. And so that's something we want to stipulate or understand. And likewise, we want to make sure that all committee members review all submitted materials from all candidates so that somebody doesn't come in with a ringer. You know, my cousin's running. I don't really need to read anybody else's resume. Oh, and that's another issue, which is, I think we should have disclosure of any previous connection between members of the committee and the candidates, or the candidates and any personnel or past activities with Pacifica. Because it's not that it's, I mean, I might send my cousin in, but it's got to be disclosed. So I think that should be a requirement, too.
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
And this is Mia.
Yeah, and there's a whole conflict of interest section in the bylaws that defines what a conflict of interest is. And it's pretty specific, actually. So, you know, we should bear that in mind. Now, what Ken is addressing is something beyond that, which is like an ethical thing. Some people come forward on stuff and some people don't. I think it would be important, but I think what we're required to do is what's in the bylaws, which I do underscore, and I just think we need to review that when we, at our next meeting, maybe read it for the sake of the record so everybody is clear about that. And I agree with Ken. We have to consider some of the other mechanics, like when we conducted the search in 07, we allowed access to all the resumes to the PMB for anyone who wanted to see all of the resumes. Needless to say, the PMB did not want to see all the resumes. They didn't even want to see, I don't think, the second pool. They only ultimately wanted to see the finalists or it might have been the semi-final pool. And so maybe, let's say, the top five resumes that the PMB members wanted to see. But I think there is some value to being as transparent as possible, and if there are members who want to see 100 resumes, they can. I doubt anyone would avail themselves of it, but it makes that way we're not accused of being, you know, hiding a jewel in the rough. Anyway, there you go.
Okay,
this is
else?
Nia.
Nia, right. Nia's next.
And put me on the stack, Ken.
Alex after that. Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of what Lydia said, starting off with the conflict of interest a policy that's in the bylaws. And in terms of the interviews, I mean, as part of the process, the one that the personnel committee came up with, it had said any director may listen in on interviews, any director may submit questions to be considered, so forth and so on. And, yeah, there should be transparency that all directors anyway, because of director's inspection, they are entitled to see those resumes. We just have to make sure that it's in some sort of a controlled fashion. And how we do that, I guess that is to be determined. But the PD, the entire PD search process itself is not pertinent to this. That is too elaborate for this search.
Okay. Alex?
I think we got to get all the procedures and the timeline nailed down as quickly as possible. I would like to see I don't think we're ready to vote on it right now because some of us are just looking at this for the first time. I was originally thinking of a working group to come up with changes or new proposals for procedure and timeline, but since we're such a small committee, maybe the working group is the committee itself in this case. So what I would like to suggest is that we do some back and forth by email as to what changes we'd like to see or what we don't want to see, and then make a vote on it at the next meeting. I definitely think the timeline needs to be changed. The timeline in the document I have is for one thing, it's out of date. So.
Okay, Alex is referring to the document I distributed. All right, just one moment, Teresa. I distributed it. It's called the PAC Exec Search Process. And
yeah, that's what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, this is specific to this task. I don't know who authored it, but I'm pretty sure it came from the Personnel Committee. It looks like Summer Reese's writing. I'm not sure who wrote it, though.
No, it is not. This came from the Personnel Committee.
Okay,
and
it came
initial,
from the Personnel Committee. Okay.
And the initial drafter was not Summer. Not at all.
Okay. So that's the document I think we're referencing, right?
Yeah. These are all the personnel committee's documents that were approved by the personnel committee and went to the PNB until the PNB
well, this
changed.
This one I'm talking about says specific executive search process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The entire thing was approved by the personnel committee.
The locations to advertise and so forth.
Right.
Okay. So this is also pertains to, so Alex is saying we should all have time to review it and see what changes we want to make. Okay, next on the queue is Teresa.
I just want to know, are we talking about the timeline, not only for the ED search, but the CFO search? Because I'm looking at the fact that after November 30th, we don't have a CFO unless we have agreements. And like, we've got major issues with payroll, and I'm just concerned about the CFO situation.
This is Lydia.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
I hope Teresa was through, her voice cut out. I would favor that notion as well. I think that we have to come out with some kind of a way to stagger these just slightly. And given the financial hurdles that we're facing and the fact that we're right upon having to, you know, deal with an audit again, and you're going to have someone that's going to come in cold or whatever or might, and you really need someone that we really need to, I think, prioritize the CFO position just slightly. I mean, don't think the ED should lag behind, but I think we need to focus on one, get it off the ground. That, to me, would be also the easiest to get off the ground. So I would say let's focus on that first, not neglect the other. Well, the procedure can apply to both positions and, you know, so on. But when we do the timeline, perhaps stagger it so that at a PNB meeting we're not faced with two at a time. Is that what you were trying to say, Teresa? We lost her.
I think we lost Teresa.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
This is Nia. It's good to add one thing. That's the way the original timeline was set up, if you notice, by the personnel committee. It was staggered out that the CFO would be first and the ED would be second. So it was staggered out.
Right. That's what I'm saying, just to follow that. Yeah.
Okay. I think we have concurrence that we'll postpone any modification to this until people have a chance to review it.
And
we're
not
hearing any objection to the concept of concentrating on the CFO as a first order of importance.
Ken, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
But I do support what Alex said also, so that we should spend the next week communicating. As soon as you set us up on the list, we can do that, because then we can get what we've already done. We have some of this work was advanced in the personnel committee, and then we can tweak it and at least have a point of a document to discuss next Friday.
Okay.
Ken, could you repeat what you just said about the CFO? Because I had a miss the last minute or so. I wasn't sure what happened.
You want Lydia to repeat what she said?
No, you just said something about the CFO is priority.
I said that we had concurrence. We were going to wait about a week. We had an opportunity to review the schedule and procedure that the personnel committee came up with for executive search, and we had concurrence on having a higher priority on getting a CFO. Not that we're going to neglect getting a ED, but it's a higher priority to locate a CFO.
Well, why is that? Why?
Okay.
Aren't we
doing... let's get Lydia to explain that again. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. What I was going to say, given the many financial challenges that we're facing at the national office that have been brought to our attention, and given the fact that we're on the brink of bringing in a new audit firm that, you know, we may never have worked with before and so forth, and someone, if we bring in someone new, it might be having to get their feet wet and learning the entire system, including this new payroll system or whatever else is going on. So that's like a piece that we can't live without, whereas we can find ways of dealing with an interim
DVD of some stripe, as we have, that is not as easy to do with a CFO.
Well, I don't see why we can't do both at the same time. I mean, it's more work, of course, but I think we need both.
I wasn't suggesting postponing it, like, for weeks or anything like that. I was just saying, as we proceed forward, let's start out with the CFO, finish that immediately, and then move right into the ED. The procedures will be the same, so that will account for most of it. Just, you know, be focused and get that off the table immediately because of the urgency. That was all.
Well, the only real difference is the, you know, we have to work out what the job description is for each, but as far as the mechanics of hiring, it's going to be essentially the same. We're going to place ads in more or less the same locations, and the procedures for interviews and all that will be about the same. So, you know, the only difference, I guess, as far as I can see, is getting the job descriptions right for each position.
I think that, if I could interrupt a second, Alex, the major point we agreed already is that we'll wait a week for any modification of the timeline. So I don't think we're going to decide that right now.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. That was my proposal initially.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, any other further discussion about ED versus CFO? No? And Nia, you wanted to go on? Was that Nia, I heard?
No, I'm waiting for us to get to the job descriptions. I have nothing.
Okay, I got one last thing before we go on. If possible, if we're going to expose resumes...
I'm sorry, everybody. I was dropped, and I'm just coming back on.
Yes, we're so glad. I got you back. Good. So... if we're going to make the resumes available, it would really be good to anonymize them by giving them ID numbers and removing personal identification.
I agree.
That'll help us in security. It may be a bit of a task, but I think it's worth doing.
Who does that?
Well, you know, one or two of us. And the secretary, the chair, or a volunteer somehow. The less... The sooner it's done, the better. So it's sort of like this is candidate 46 and candidate 47 as opposed to Johnny Jones and Mary Sue. And then it's much more compliant with EEOC requirements. Less opportunity for discrimination or apparent discrimination or favoritism, and less opportunity for unfortunate leaks or public disclosure, which puts us in financial, you know, legal liability. So I'm not sure how, but, you know, or how we would get that done and keep it confidential. But the point being, let's say I did it. If the data got out, I'd be the first suspect. So, you know, the person who does the anonymizing is the one who's most reliable. The other issue on that is, of course, once the anonymizing's done, you've got to make sure it links back to the right person. So if we elect number 106, we want to make sure it is 106, is the right guy. But I think that can be done without great difficulty, even if we have to do it through a separate third party. I think it's worth getting done. Again, that's just for discussion. I'm not making a motion here. Any other discussion about the protocol? Basically, we've agreed that we're going to wait a week, and people through email will make suggested changes, and we'll try to finalize it next week. And also, we've agreed that there's some of us who consider the CFOs higher priority than the ED, and some don't think they're equivalent. Again, that's something we'll maybe decide next week. So maybe we move along on the agenda now. Is there any objection to moving forward on the agenda? Okay.
I have a point of information.
Go ahead.
I want to know. Have we approved the job description of the CFO yet that came out of personnel yet?
No, that's not been approved by the PNB yet, and we're going to discuss that. It's coming up on our agenda.
Okay, thank you.
And before we go to reviewing job descriptions, we have a point that Lydia brought up, which was the personnel committee came up with a list of executive search firms with descriptions and has a potential of, instead of our going through the whole search process, farming it out to a search firm. So can you present that, Lydia? Lydia's still on the call?
Sorry, I was muted. I sent out a grid to the group. It was an Excel document spreadsheet. Now, mind you, that isn't, I'm not recommending all of those firms, but it gives you an idea of what we looked at. And so the search firms at the time ranged the ones that do everything, the whole ball of wax. They receive the resumes. You know, they Anyway, that came to around 20,000, as I recall. But then you can do modified versions of that. You might only have them do the background check or, you know, vet the finalists or, you know, whatever, and that's obviously considerably less. You also had headhunters, which I don't see any downside in getting the headhunters where you don't pay unless you hire one of the people they bring to you. And so I think that's of some benefit. I would not support getting a headhunter and paying them regardless. That to me would not make sense. Anyway, but this will give you an idea. So if we go that route, which was something I remember Marcel Reed raised, I think, at a PMV meeting or a personnel committee meeting, and she felt that would be the best way to go, leaving all partisanship out of it and so forth. Given our finances, it's hard to say whether that would be feasible. I think that the real issue here will be what is the alternative? Where would we opt to have the resumes sent? At the time we did it in 07, I can't remember the name of the gentleman in the national office who did it. Teresa might remember. Anyway, he did the whole ball of wax for us. He sent out, because there's a real administrative process here. It's like you have to get the resumes, you have to thank them, we're not interested type of thing with the first batch and so forth. And
Will our HR company do any of this?
Teresa, hold off. Let you finish.
So I think that the first thing we have to do is identify all the things that have to be done and then decide how much of that we can do. And, yes, the Joe Manuel is an option that we did not have at the time, although we did have an HR consultant who was very helpful in terms of helping us remain consistent with the questions, attended all of our meetings and so forth. But in terms of the administrative nuts and bolts, it's a huge task, especially because we're talking about two positions. So instead of 100 resumes, we're going to have 200 resumes to go through for different types of positions. And you have to send out those courtesy letters. You have to set up the, the interviews and so forth. But anyway, so we have to first, I think, make a list of everything we want to do and then see how much of it we are capable of doing. The staff now is so small compared to what it was in 07 at the national office. You don't, in my opinion, have a spare body to do much or anything of that sort. But, if the committee can do it or if we modify something that can be farmed out to Dermanuel or something else, that's one of the things that has to be in our agenda pretty soon.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
That was my question. How much of this can our personnel company do or would they want to do?
Okay, I agree. I've spoken with them on another issue, so we should find out what resources are available.
We should also find out what the costs would be.
Well, if Dermanuel is offering us free services, we'll find out.
Okay.
Or find out if it's low cost, because we just went through this at KPFK, and there's 120 resumes, and people email them in. And as Lydia said, you have to respond. But the worst thing is people send in resumes in varied formats. It would be much better if they had to fill out an online application, because that would standardize the response and make it a lot easier to review. Again, we'll just have to find out what the manual has. And Lydia's absolutely right. It's a Herculean task to do it, you know, as an individual. I know if you want to know how difficult it is, you can ask Alex Lexa, because he did everything. And then they're setting up the interviews, and it's a whole administrative hassle. And again, as Lydia says, two positions. So
now we have, if for those people that have forgotten what that contract looks like with your manual, because we have, I think, X number of hours per month. So this, what we're asking, is a task not covered by our current contract with them. And they are the insurance entity, right? They're our insurance agent that looks for our insurance coverage. And they happen to have this HR arm. They also happen to have some employment specialty attorneys on board. But it's not like the focus of their firm per se. They're giving that to us as a bonus because we're using them for insurance. And good gimmick, by the way. But anyway, but that aside, we need a separate, I'll try to dig out that contract and send it out so we can all review it. But we don't know what they would charge for this service. But again, they seem pretty flexible. I think perhaps they would consider if we know what we want from them and we say, okay, this is what we want. We can do this much, but this is the part of it that we can't manage as well. So can you help us out with this? Then that might be far less expensive. But first, we need to decide how we want to handle things.
Uh-huh.
This is Nia. This is Nia.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. When I am, just as in my capacity as chair of this current personnel committee, I did read the Dura-Manuel contract before doing the initial draft of the process, read the resumes and the interviews. And what we would need is, based on my read of the contract, we probably need a separate contract in order to do that. I don't know how much they would charge. That was going to be the next step in the process, but that was truncated. But this, based on my read of the contract in preparing the initial draft, that's not covered in this current contract. It has to be a separate contract.
That's correct. That's what I was saying, before we can even ask them, we really need to be specific about what we want and what we don't need, and then have them give us a quote.
Okay. Well, in this meeting, we've got fairly open format, so this kind of leads into something else. I want to bring up that, you know, having gone through the various resumes for the program director search, KDFA, it's really not standardized. I think it would be much more appropriate to have an online application form where just standard questions and that you want the person to fill out. That's a problematic in the sense that somebody might not want, you know, you might miss a candidate because they don't want to take the time to cut and paste their resume into the form. But on the other hand, that's a bit of a screening device. If they don't want to take the time to do that, well, then they got to go work somewhere else, because it would really standardize things to save it, to say, like, what's your background in production, in radio, or, you know, whatever questions we want to come up with. I'm not that might be special to a normal application form. There's that. And if we do outsource this, which would be to everybody's benefit if we subcontract an HR firm just to, you know, accumulate, run the ads and or accumulate the responses with an online application form and send out acknowledgments and also anonymize. If we did subcontract that out and to place the ads, we're going to need a budget. And that's something we have to come up with. I guess it might take us 2 weeks, but the sooner we come up with a budget, the sooner we'll be able to acquire these services. So I just wanted to bring that up, that another task we have is to come up with a budget for National to say that we need $10,000 or something, or $5,000 to run the search. That's all. Anybody on the queue here? Anything else on that? Anybody on the concept of using an HR firm to receive the resumes and using an online form?
This is Nan.